Tim Tompkins here with News 104.5 WOKV. Downtown drivers, the I-95 southbound exit ramp to Stockton is closed and will remain so for a year. Here at WOKV, we sat down with Odette Schreuss, the FDOT spokeswoman for the project, to find out exactly the reason why this exit is going to stay closed for an entire year.
Your 10 and 95 interchange operational improvements project started a few months ago, and it aims to improve the intersection between I-10 and I-95. That interchange is extremely busy.
Odette Schreuss goes on to say that over 250,000 cars pass over this every year, and by 2014, they're expecting that to rise to 290,000.
In order to accommodate that increase, an expansion of the lanes are needed now. Part and parcel of the Your 10 and 95 is the construction of new Irene and Stockton Street ramps. These operational improvements to provide Irene and Stockton Street with a dedicated ramp is going to help reduce weaving once traffic from Interstate 95 southbound merges with Interstate 10 westbound. This dedicated Stockton Street ramp will eliminate weaving for drivers to Stockton Street and reducing the overall volume at that merger. It will be closed, the Stockton Street ramp will be closed for about 1 year so that the crews can construct this new dedicated ramp.
And while they are expecting it to remain closed for about a year, she does warn that weather and unforeseen delays could cause the construction to last even longer.
This is a new construction. It's a new dedicated Stockton and Irene Street ramp on the southbound I-95 side. So there are detours in place, and motorists will be able to take those detours.
And if you do need to know where those detours are, get out the pen and paper. Odette Schreuss is about to tell you.
Motorists on I-95 southbound can take the Forest Street exit to Margaret Street. That turns into Edison Avenue. Or you can take I-10 westbound and use McDuff Avenue exit to Edison Avenue. Both those detours will reconnect to Stockton Street.
And now the 1095 project as a whole involves so much more than this 95 southbound off-ramp to Stockton.
Actually, a very exciting element to it. We'll be expanding the northbound and southbound lanes on the Fuller Warren Bridge, adding an extra lane. In addition to that, there'll be a shared-use pathway created parallel to traffic lanes along the southbound side of the Fuller Warren Bridge for pedestrians and bicyclists. This will connect Riverside with San Marco communities, and it's a very exciting element to this project.
And now FDOT does expect for this construction to wrap up sometime around the summer of 2020, given any unforeseen delays don't happen. But when it's all said and done, you'll be able to walk or ride your bike from Riverside all the way over to San Marco. Tim Tompkins here in the News 104.5 WOKV Traffic Center. Thank you so much to Odette Schreuss for taking the time from FDOT to sit down and talk with us today. Have a great weekend.
Stay tuned.